Coming in from Jackson Lake, where we have had a really good day. It is beautiful. The moon is almost full, and it in itself so beautiful. The lights on the lake, everything's really. We had got a the end of our day. We had an awesome ride from LJ, and he brought us across in a Bentley pontoon, some reorganization with our kayaks, and that was, and now there's another motorized vehicle around the bend. The highlight of the day was this bald eagle that Martin, we all saw and spent some time with. It was pretty incredible. He was perched up. I think she saw it. Margaret, do you want to say anything about the bald eagle?
I feel like it was more than just seeing him. We got, he saw us, honestly, a good, and we hit top of a dead tree, really high up, and it was kind of surreal, and he watched us, he puffed up too, baldy, and I just had a bat.
Yeah, this was our moment. Yesterday we had marked the place where the 13 miles, is protected beneath there at Honey Creek, and today we got to the end of the South River. That feels eventful. We've made it through our first of three rivers, the shortest, the hardest, and perhaps the most meaningful in terms of what we're going to bring back to Atlanta, but I think it's all going to be meaningful. And there's some lovely sounds and birds chirping, and that's my reflection from the day. Here's Rachel.
So we tried to do a broadcast yesterday, but there was a server error, and it was a really funny way. Actually, I can't even remember what the error alert was, but we weren't able to broadcast, even though we tried twice, and we tried twice while we were running up and down a grassy hill at Snapping Shoals, where we ended our day yesterday, which was a incredibly and we barely got off the water before sunset, and we had a really long paddle, about a 20-mile paddle that day, and we were shown the best hospitality by Stephen Morris and his wife Melissa, who just let us sleep at their house and made us an amazing salad, and just like let us shower and wash clothes, and it was so appreciated. So we woke up the day began today at their house, and we had a very gentle, like protracted exit from there, and got back on the water and had a great last day on the South River. It was, I think we were all still very tired, but we got to do some audio recordings, got to have a little bit of slower time to chat, and make our way to Jackson Lake, where we are now, and we got a time to just like hang out on a dock, on a boat ramp so we were about an hour early, actually, strangely enough for us, to the pickup where LJ came and picked us up in a pontoon boat and helped us cross the lake that way. But we waited for about an hour and just got to like lay down and chill out and enjoy what we had already accomplished, which was traversing the whole of the South River. And it feels really good to be here. We have another incredibly generous day filled with people taking care of us tomorrow as we'll get shuttled and brought across the dam. We met interesting people. Who were you thinking of, Margaret?
Everyone.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm shooting guys.
Oh, yeah, on Redneck Beach. That's what they call it. Redneck Beach. We met Brandon and Mike. And they were doing target practice with shooting biodegradable clay pigeons. It's really great. I mean, Margaret, you're doing a really great job, in like engaging people and letting them know about the work y'all are doing. I mean, I know it's your job, you know, but
it's a lot to explain sometimes. So I've done it for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's, but you know, this whole journey is a lot of what it's about is that what happens in Atlanta doesn't stay in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. That our river is urban origin and it affects the biggest freshwater system in the state. So not only the people living in South Atlanta and South DeKalb, but downstream in more rural areas and then all the way to the ocean.
Yeah. Yeah.
People are so interested. Everyone's so interested.
They are.
It's really wonderful.
And it's funny because people care about, I mean, I guess we're meeting people on the river. So it's people who care about, who have some enjoyment of being outside anyway, on this trip. Yeah. So.
One last thing.
Yeah, go on. Yeah.
That, you know, they're so interested and they get it too. Mm-hmm. And they appreciate. I don't know that any of them had heard of the South River Watershed Alliance, but they understood we're a river keeper, and they understood that we're very small and grassroots, and they understood that we focus the resources we have mostly on the water trail, but also DeKalb and the city, because that's where the concentration of the problems are. And everybody's been like, yeah, you gotta leverage, you gotta do what you gotta do to make, you know, make our politicians, make the EPD, make them pay attention and protect our resources, because they know what's up, they know what's happening and not happening, you know. So it's really wonderful, and what y'all are doing is, you know, every person that finds out matters. So.
And it's interesting, like people, like when we tell them about what we're doing, I don't know. There were some folks today that we met at the outside their yard fishing, and they were surprised that the river went all the way to Atlanta.
Yeah.
Not just that the river went all the way to the ocean.
That's right. People do not know.
And so, yeah, I thought that was, they do care and they know it's all connected, but like how far it's connected.
Mm-hmm. I mean, some people know for
sure. Of course, yeah.
But a lot of people don't, and you know. I wasn't ever taught the watersheds growing up in Georgia.
No.
But
really, even the word watershed.
People just don't, you know, that's why sometimes in the rural areas, they might be hyper-focused on their portion of the river, but they're more in touch with nature.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And then in the urban areas, people really don't know. And part of that is, well, there are multiple reasons for that, of course.
Yeah.
But... yeah, so it's interesting to explain people both ways. You know, it goes upstream all the way to Atlanta.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very cool.
And this is our last night with Margaret for the time being, which I must say has been an absolute pleasure and a joy to have her on this journey. And yeah, I just, I think that's the, you know, a feeling of gratefulness and
I'd love to say one more thing. No. I said I wasn't going to say anything, but it has been an incredible experience and I'm so thankful to everybody. But I'm also in awe actually of the river and how, you know, there's so much of it I've never seen, and there's still parts I haven't seen, but it is truly breathtaking, and especially certain stretches of it, and the wildlife has just been so uplifting for me personally, just to see it thriving. Of course it can always be better, but it's reinvigorating, so I appreciate that.
I'm glad, yeah. And we might start a outfitters, a tiny outfitters in Henry County, because it's
we as in Rachel
and Margaret are making plans for the next half of our lives.
We're manifesting.
Because it really is a gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous river. And I'm very pleased that I've gotten to experience it firsthand. That's it for today. See you tomorrow.